Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Sherry Veronica of Naked Departure Radio. And I'm supposed to say with me tonight is Antonio Todd, but he hasn't called in as yet. I spoke to him maybe half an hour ago, and I don't know. He's incognito at this point. But he wanted to get on the radio and sing Mia Motley's praises because he's 100% BLP. In lieu of him not being on, I can talk about something that happened recently with regards to Owen Arthur trying to derail Mia Motley's plans to become the next Prime Minister of Barbados. He has accused her of writing off debt for her father, and her father was on the local news station today reading a prepared statement, which he stopped at one point and started to, I guess he was shedding tears. Now, then I see people in my inbox, they say Mia Motley probably did do what she's accused of doing, but they are a very proud family and don't want this kind of exposure. And we are hearing also that Owen Arthur, he swore that the DLP would never get into office again, and here he is in 2018 hoping to derail the BLP, which he was a member of, and he's hoping that the DLP gets into power again, which he has sworn that they will never. So he is up and down and, you know, out of control. And a lot of people are saying that once Mia Motley's father did the press conference, that it vindicated her. And there's talk about her being a junior. The father was saying that Mia Motley was not a minister. She was a junior minister. Now, I don't know much about politics, but I don't understand how are there junior ministers in government, and is there a senior minister? So they have two people in one position for one constituency. It's very funny that they would say that she was not, was she learning how to be a minister? It's just all confusing, but that will be explained. Hopefully, if Antonio calls in, he can explain what this junior minister, what is that? Because if you're a minister, you're a minister, and you do whatever you're supposed to do within that ministry. So we shall hear more about that if Antonio decides to call in. But in the meanwhile, we are hearing that the Motleys, Mia Motley and her dad, are suing Owen Arthur. They're suing the Prime Minister, Frendel Stewart. They may be suing again Barbados Today. And there's Kmar Jordan. She's the CEO. She runs the newspaper Barbados Today. So there's a whole lot of lawsuits being filed for defamation, and we know that the Motleys are litigious, that they have no problem taking you to court. So that's that on that. Now, this may be a very short show because I'm not waiting around for Antonio. He's the one who called once I informed people that I was going to be on the radio all week talking about the 2018 elections. I did that based on Barbadians wanting to come on the show. I have the whole week already planned out, and I gave Antonio this particular slot. And like I said, he hasn't called in. I have no idea where to go with the show. There's nothing I personally want to talk about. Everyone is saying that the BLP will win. No one is giving any kind of credence to the third parties or the independent people who paid in their $250, you know, just so that they can get a next to their names. But and the DLP took Barbados down, what, 23 notches in terms of their, you know, the Standard and Poor, you know, the Moody's, every rating agency seemed to have given Barbados a negative next to their economy. So they didn't do too well under the DLP at all. So, Sinclair, Chris Sinclair is also being sued because he mentioned on his campaign trail about this particular matter with Mia writing off her father, what was it, close to $500,000 in taxes or whatever, and he said it wasn't taxes. He said it was the interest and the penalties on the taxes that he owed. And he gave an enormous amount that he owed, like maybe over $20 million in taxes. That means he wasn't paying taxes at all for many, 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 many years. It just seems like an enormous amount that he owed the government. So, yeah, penalties and interest would have accrued on that amount, and that would have been a hefty amount. So he says that it wasn't that he was dodging paying taxes to the government. It was the penalties and the interest on what he owed that he had asked for it to be removed. So, and his daughter had nothing to do with it. Now, if his daughter didn't have anything to do with it, we don't know who in government at that time signed off on it. I'm sure that Antonio may have, you know, have the answer to that question and more. But, yeah, that's what's going on now. They're trying to derail Mia Motley, especially Mia Motley. They're trying to show her as being a dishonest person, and they're calling her character into account at this point of the elections, and it's only less, maybe another week or so, where everyone will be going to the polls to vote for their particular candidate, and Mia can ill afford to have this happen at this late stage of the game. But like she said, her back is broad, and she's not kidding. Her back is broad. So we will see how she weathers this particular storm. Let me see if anyone says anything. Yeah, tomorrow we have Patrick King on, and he's also a BLP person. I found it very hard to get anyone DLP from the DLP or any staunch DLP person to come on the show. I think maybe they're embarrassed. When they have their meetings, it is they are very poorly attended, and the newspaper seems to have no problems taking photos of the empty space and publishing those photos in the newspaper, and then it contrasts it with the BLP crowd, the Mia Motley crowd, and they have thousands of people at their rallies, so it is something to behold. And like I said, everyone that has come on so far, including the person scheduled to come on tomorrow, he is 100% behind the BLP. He thinks that Michael Carrington of the DLP is a thief. He thinks that Frondel Stewart is a joke. And he will tell you everything he feels about everyone on the DLP team tomorrow, because he's very boisterous. He's very outspoken, and he has no problem giving them a piece of his mind. Friday, we have someone, I can't remember who it is, and we are going to go through Saturday and Sunday. We have people on, and we will talk about the elections in Barbados. I'm sorry that Coco Antonia Todd, his nickname, or his also known as name, is Coco. I'm sorry that he didn't call in. He was going to call in via WhatsApp because he's not on Skype anymore, but that hasn't worked out. That's it for me. That's it. Nothing more I want to talk about, and sorry that this whole show was scheduled, and Coco didn't call in. That's it. That's it. This is Sherry Veronica, Naked Departure Radio, and I will be on tomorrow with Patrick King. Okay? Thank you so very much. Good night.